Hello, hello. Here we are. Here's everybody. Welcome, guys. Here's me, and I am here. Welcome to episode 70 of Whipsnap. 70. Can you believe it? Just the last episode, we did 69 other ones. It is episode 70, and it is snowing in Topeka, Kansas, guys. Hot take, snow is gay. And I don't mean like, you know how like people use, but here's the thing. Okay, snow is stupid and gay. Can we agree about that? I'm not saying snow is gay because it's stupid. You know how some people say like, oh, that's so gay when they actually just mean so, it's so stupid. And some people are like, hey, why don't you just say stupid or dumb? I'm like, because I don't know, gay's funny, but I'm not saying it like that. I'm also saying like snow is literally like legitimately and objectively a homosexual. Snow is gay. And snow is very stupid, so we're going to dissect both of those meanings. Snow is stupid because, one, I don't have a lot of, like, I'm not a big guy, you know? If you guys seen me out and about, then I'm kind of like, walking around dressed up as a Slim Jim, and someone's like, nice Halloween costume, and I'm like, it's December. That kind of guy, you know? So I hate the snow. Can't stand it. And also, at the same time, there's just so much like, fucking like bad energy around coldness. Everyone's freezing. Everyone's tired. No one wants to go out and do shit because it's just cold. Everybody wants to stay home, which is a good thing, which is awesome. But when you finally have to go outside and do something, you're like, I can't do anything else for the entire day. It's going to make people more sick, more likely to get sick. When you have other stuff to do, the best thing about it, though, is staying in, putting on the fireplace, watching a movie, hot cocoa, obviously. But what you don't see is the yelling and the ripping hair because someone is arguing, why don't you move the snow out of my driveway, Richard? Well, goddammit, woman, why don't you suck a butt? You know, that stuff. I just always hated the cold. Last year, around Christmas time, I was in California, and it's not that cold. I mean, it's awesome. It's either raining, or it's maybe the coldest it would be is maybe like 45, 40, which is awesome. I love that. When I come back to Topeka and I see it's snowing, okay, here's the thing, guys. Here's the fucking thing. So yesterday, it wasn't snowing. It was fine. In fact, it was maybe 30 degrees out. 40 degrees out, which is still cold, but I'm like, it's not snowing yet. Today, when you woke up, it is snowing. I also hate, can you guys just imagine the sound? What is the sound of you stepping in snow? I hate it. It's like, oh God, I'm gonna fucking puke out of my urethra. It's like those, it's like crushing styrofoam. I can't even, oh my gosh, it's making my anus bleed. Oh my God, it's making my mouth dry and my nose wet. Oh, it's making my face hot. Ugh, it's giving me bad energy era. It's giving season. I saw a TikTok that was like, this is what the person said on the TikTok. I just saw an ad for Kohl's that said, it's giving season. And I read it like, it's giving season, which I hate those people. I hate the people that are like, when basically their language is TikTok language, when they say it's giving like that, and they're kind of like being sassy with their hands. You know what I'm talking about. If you're in today's realm of, you know, relativity with relative stuff, I guess, relatable things, it's giving, shut up. I hate those people. I hate the people that goes, not me with, not the blah, 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 you know? I had a few of those roommates. Hate them. I mean, I don't hate the roommates. Every roommate I had in the past, for the most part, were fine. But I hate just that moment where they go, not you with the trauma dump, you know? I hate those people. How'd you guys like episode 69? And another reason why I hate the cold is because it's just, I don't know, the hot makes me go outside. The hot, I just love being hot. Physically, figuratively, literally, objectively, sexually, and another adverb that I can't think about. I can't think about it. I don't know. But the quote is just stupid. So the quote is stupid because of that. And like, I do look better in jackets and sweaters and stuff, but that's because I want the weather to be like maybe 50, 45, 50. And I'd still wear a sweater, 55. But guys, make the degrees 72 and I'll still wear a hoodie. You can't do that. You can't, you know, step to me. And now let's go back to why snow is gay. Snow is gay because it's cheerful. It's jolly, you know, it's like, it's kind of like that, TikTok guy, not the TikTok, but it's like a video of a famous chef and he's sprinkling salt and pepper. Like it's hitting his, it's hitting his elbow and then it's going into the food. We've all seen it. Don't act like you haven't. It's fucking salt and pepper. He's seasoning food, but his hand is like kind of flamboyant and he's just sprinkling the ingredients down on his elbow and then they're hitting the food, which is very unsanitary, but at the same time it's giving snow vibes, if you will. That's what snow feels like to me, that motion. And anybody that does that motion in that moment, no problem whatsoever, you know, they're a little gay. There's straight moments and there's gay moments, guys. Straight moments is hitting the TV when your favorite football team loses. That's a straight, very dumb thing. Gay things is snowing. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't like snow. It's just gross. Snow is, and dare I say it, disgusting. I hate snow. But I saw, what did I see? I saw Avatar 2, and we're going to get into that, but I do want to just keep talking about how snow is so stupid. Who built it? I get climate change is going on, okay? Oh my gosh, my face is just, it feels like, dude, my face, you know what my face feels like? It feels like science class, you know, 7th period. You're ready to go home. You're getting tired. You don't like the people we're with. Maybe you do. Maybe on a good day. Actually, you know, it's 50-50. The class and the teacher's 50-50. But you're just ready to go home. This is the last class. And all you're thinking about is, oh, I got to watch TV. I got to take a nap. I got to eat food that's not lunch food. But I still have to sit here for 45 minutes and just sit in it. That's what my face feels like. My face feels like sitting in it, you know? Oh my gosh, my hands are cold. See, everything is just cold. My ears get cold because I got my old, I got grandpa ears. My mom said I have my grandpa's ears, and that's not a compliment, so I don't know why she keeps saying it. I got a big fucking nose, so I got to cover that when I sleep. I'm Greek, I guess. I'm not even a fan of the yogurt, so I guess who fucking cares? I got freaking long legs. Which means I got a big dick because I'm tall, which is nice. But I got no meat on my bones. I got no fat. I'm getting fat. It's getting annoying. Oh God! But whose fault is that? Climate change. What I've been telling you this whole time. Snow. If snow didn't exist, then I would be healthier. I mean, it's that fucking simple. What do you eat on a hot day? Go ahead. You eat. I guess you can eat anything. But hot food. No, you eat cold food. Snow, you eat snow cones, which is stupid. Who invented that? Who invented the ice cream cone on a snowy day? But also popsicle days on a summer day. This episode's weird, guys. I'm already telling you right now. It's giving weird, guys. I got my last. By the time this comes out, I probably already finished the play that I'm in, Miyoko on 34th Street, so you guys missed it. If you didn't come. If you did come, then clean it up. Towels are in the closet. But I'm going to miss it. Because now I got to live, just live. I'm still working on a script, but I feel like I'm kind of in the middle of like writer's block right now. I just don't know what scene to write next and shit. And so instead of sitting there, which sitting in on the seat and just looking at my laptop, which I probably should do, which I will do, I'm just doing nothing and finding a good excuse to do other stuff, which is, I mean, making a podcast episode, new one, is good. But after this, oh, I get to go to Scotland to see my beautiful future wife at the end of this month. So maybe we'll do a podcast episode today, or maybe we won't. I don't know. I kind of just want to enjoy it too. I'm just excited to be there. I'm just excited to show up. That's me. I'm not even kidding. Guys, before we get into Avatar 2, since we've already talked about gay snow, I want to talk about that what I just said is so genuine. I am just happy to be there. Now, that doesn't mean every single thing. That doesn't mean I want to go to everything, every single thing. I've realized recently, I had the epiphany that I don't like parties. I get social anxiety, which I genuinely do. It's just the people at parties, they're just like pretending. They're trying so hard to get along with people. I don't like pretending. I hate small talk. I hate fucking laughing when, you know, something's not that funny. I just hate pretending. I hate being interested when I'm not. So I try to avoid those things. Most of the time, 80% of parties will say. We'll say 75. 75% of parties is trying to meet new people, okay? That's fair. 15% is fucking and sucking. And then how much? 10% is like passed out people with like puke on their nose. But hey, it's for horses. Parties are uninteresting. Also, like, it's also not fun. When I'm going to a party, I've been to a few. I've had a decent time. I've never had the best time at a party. And I'd rather, I don't know, man. Parties are just, I'm sorry, guys. You're going to hate a lot. You're going to hate me sometimes. I'm not a party guy. Parties are annoying. You're trying so hard. And here's the thing. Even when you're trying, there's just so many versions of pretending in a party scenario. One, you're trying to pretend you're interested in someone talking so you don't sound like, so you don't look like a dick. Two, you're having so much fun because you want to portray that that image. You want people to see you as that of someone who doesn't give a fuck, so that they're just dancing, which a lot of people actually are just there to have fun, okay? But there's a lot of people there that are just having fun in quotes because people can see them and be like, oh, they're having fun. I wish I was them. You're still, you know, there's still a pretend element to it. Three, once you're in a group, you don't want to leave that group. So other annoying people will come in and you'll be like, oh, they're annoying now, but you got to pretend that you're involved. Like, you can't, if it's a smaller party, I guess, you can't like genuinely be honest with somebody because then you're going to see him again. So instead, that's why a big party is fun, because if you don't like somebody, you can just leave. And there's so many people there. I don't know, man. My version of fun is watching a movie, getting high, genuinely. Getting high, playing video game. Something that too. That's a thing as well. Getting high and going out to eat. Not even getting high. Watching, literally just like chilling. Just chilling. I like going out by myself. I got a girlfriend, so she's in Scotland. So what else am I going to do? Fuck snow? No, that's gay. It is. I mean, it is, if I fuck snow and snow itself. I mean, we talked about why snow is gay. And I'm not going to get canceled. You know what's a weird thing is that I saw online that companies are now allowed to sue movie productions if they make a false movie trailer. If they make misleading, that's the word. People can sue movie companies if they make a misleading trailer. You know what I mean? What was the example of that? Oh, the movie Yesterday showed Anna de Armas. I don't know, whoever. She played Marilyn Monroe. She was in Knives Out. She was in Knock Knock. She was in, give me one more. She was in Skyfall. There we go. I don't think we have any other ones. There's one with Ben Affleck, but that's stupid. I don't like Ben Affleck. Shut up. I don't like Ben Affleck. This might be an episode where I just don't like so many things because I'm cold. Do you understand? I'm just cold all the time. How are you feeling? How's your day been? Cold. Been there, done that. Also, I'm not going to laugh at that joke if you say that. Been there, same. Ha ha ha. Shut up. I hate pretending to do anything. And that's why, but acting is so fun because it's silly. It's, you can be genuine. You can be silly. You can just, whatever the script is called for, just do it. It's not really pretending because there's a fun element to acting. Because everyone else is doing it too. So you're basically playing. In that moment, you know the only thing that they're thinking about is the script as well, is acting, is the scene, is the present moment. Pretending, in real life, there's just so much anxiety, anxious thoughts going on. You don't know who you like, blah, blah, blah. But if you're acting with somebody, you're still acting, you know? Whatever. Pretending is stupid. Pretending is like snow. What was I saying? Yeah, so I might just rant about things that I don't like. And then we're also going to talk about Avatar 2, which we will get into right after this break. Yeah. No, I'm not going to. We're going to do the ad in the beginning, and then we're just going to keep moving forward. But I am going to get a little water sippy. Oh, man, I'm going to miss acting. That's what's scary about, like, finishing a project. You don't know when you're going to have the opportunity to do it again. So, that's stupid. What was we talking about? Avatar 2. Let's just get into it. What is it called? The Way of Water. Okay, why is it called that? Because they... Okay, I don't want to give anything away. But he was... Okay, here's the thing. Without spoiling it, I'm going to give you my I'm going to talk about a different movie entirely. I can't fucking talk. You guys want to talk about Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? Okay, James McAvoy plays a guy with some hairy legs. Kind of stupid. Tilda Swinton plays basically my mom when I was in high school because she's feeding me fucking bread and water. A lion talks, okay? I didn't know we were ripping off The Lion King, which is ripping off Hamlet, okay? Jesus Christ, I mean. I guess there's an imaginary place inside a closet, okay? I guess, is it a metaphor for gay people? I don't know. Finally coming out of the closet and experiencing a whole new world. What is that, Aladdin? Is that another Disney movie? The lion dies. I mean, totally Lion King. There's a sequel and then there's a third one, which is like, there's a king involved. Lion King. Hello. Oh, hello. On Broadway. John Mulaney, Nick Kroll, 2019, 2018. I don't know. I'm trying to think about when it was released on Netflix. Leave me alone. What was it? Oh, the way. Okay. I'm going to give you my spoiler free review of Avatar, The Way of Water. It was fine. It is an actual movie. Here's the thing. The universe that James Cameron makes for you is outstanding. Awesome. The fact that everything you're seeing is computerized. It is actors acting. It is actual actors. But it also, at the same time, it looks like a very realistic video game. I think I do like the first one a little bit better. I might have to rewatch it. But the second one actually is pretty good. I did see it when I was high. I don't know. It was very good. The last act was good. Like, the whole movie was good, but it just... other bigger stuff needed to happen. They were point breaks. Is that what you call them? Plot points. They were plot points that were, like, resembled other movies of his. So it's not creative in that sense. But it is creative on, like, visuals, and that's it, really. Visuals. It's stunning to look at. It's very cool to look at. But they could have shaved off 25 minutes. 20 minutes. They actually could have shaved off a half an hour. Yeah, I fucking said it. It could have been a 2.5-hour movie. Like, they don't need it to be that long. They just fucking don't. Ugh. But it was good. I watched it with my mom. She kept talking, classic mom move. But we got a soda. I was very high. I told her I was going to be high, so she wasn't paying attention because I think she was watching the movie, but I was high. I was high. That's probably why I was bothered that she was talking, because I'm trying to watch the movie that I have never seen. On top of that, I'm trying to enjoy it tenfold because I am high. I enjoy more things when I'm high. At the same time, everything is enhanced when I'm high. So if I'm annoyed, I'm fucking annoyed. If I get offended, then boy, I don't talk. If I am having a good time with you, then I am going to talk so fucking much. And if I'm having a good time, then I'm the belle of the ball. Belle of the balls. I am Belle from Beauty and the Beast, but I also got testicles. So that was an easy joke. Dumb one. I didn't say, you know, here's the thing. Not everything that comes out of my mouth is funny. Okay? And I need to remember that. Dude, I need to remember that. And let me tell you something that I... So, last summer, the summer that just passed, around the end of May. I was at camp. I was one of the camp's counselors. I broke down in front of another, like one of my bosses, I would say. Broke down and just cried about how I was like overthinking everything. I was, what was it? I was just like being so hard on myself about like, because a couple days before that, I did a stand-up set for the other counselors. Before the kids show up, we were doing orientation week. And one of those nights was just a talent show. If you're a counselor and you have a talent, do your thing. I did stand up. People liked it. It was good. It was a good set. After that, people came up to me that was like, that was really funny. That was a good job. And they kept coming up after me so much. And I got good, positive energy. Like, it was very nice. But it was so much that it became suspicious. And I was developing my imposter syndrome. And I was like, this is so suspicious that some people putting it up to me? Are they just trying to be nice? I don't know who's actually meaning it. Am I actually just a piece of shit? Stuff like that. I was feeling all of that, and I was bawling in front of one of my bosses, and she was awesome about it. But the whole thing, the reason I was bawling is because everything, I felt like after my stand-up set, everything that came out of my mouth had to be just equally as funny. Just equally as funny. And a lot of my language, most of my language is comedy. Most of my, you know, if you like bits and jokes and just sarcastic characters and just all of these things, I do that most of my life to get through everything, you know, to get through conversations, to just that is my language. If you speak Russian, you better be a funny Russian. If you speak Chinese, you better be a funny Chinese person. If you're Japanese, go away, because I like the Chinese, okay? And China and Japan is always at war. It's always have been. Always have been. Have you guys seen that episode of South Park with Japan and China, they open up a restaurant in front of each other? I'm for the Chinese. I'm sorry. Japan... You hurt my grandpa's feelings. My great-grandpa's feelings. So, someone apologize. He's dead. He died. He was in the war, fighting in Japan. That's why he doesn't like you guys. And then he died. So, good going. I mean, he died because he smoked a lot of cigarettes. So, it had nothing to do with you, I guess. But why were you fighting him again? I don't remember the wars. Why was Japan fighting America? And why was the Soviet Union fighting France? Am I just thinking of two different historical movements that I don't know the date? World War II, World War III? When did Hawaii come into play? What's going on with Africa? What is going on with Africa? Avatar 2 was 3 hours and 12 minutes. The very last shot... I knew it was going to happen. The very last shot, like the very last camera shot of the movie, I knew it was going to happen. And I hated the way it ending. I hated the way it ended. Not hated it, but I'm like, ugh, seen it done before. It was scary. Like, there's creatures in the water that are very cool. The character, like the main family, I don't care about. I'm sorry. It should maybe because I saw the first one 10 years ago. I think I've maybe seen the first one twice in my life. And I saw them pretty close back to back. And I remember, and it was funny. But it was good. It was real good. But this one is like, it was fine. I'm going to watch them all. And they're all going to be very enjoyable, especially because I'm probably going to be high watching all of them. But they just, here's the thing. Long movies are not always good. I'll say that three times. Long movies are as big as my dick. 3 hours and 12 minutes. But I just don't care about the characters. There was some sad stuff going on that had to do with the characters. There was some happy stuff. I wasn't very cheerful. I guess that's the thing. I don't care about the characters. And I'm very character-based. So, I'm storyline-based too. So the story, it wasn't the greatest movie. It was fine. The movie was fine. I probably give it like a 6.6. The visuals were amazing. That's the only thing. That's the only reason why you're going to walk into the movie. That's the only reason why you're going to walk into the movie. All right, we're going to get into movies that I don't like that most people do. And we're going to just dissect. We're going to dissect things that... We're going to dissect things in the film industry just because I'm feeling kind of spicy today. And I hated the college I went to. I didn't hate it. But it's like everybody was so fucking annoying. If someone's like... If I meet somebody and they're a film student... I'm sorry. I'm just not your cup of tea. I love film. I liked the opportunity I gave. It was cool, but just everybody at school. I'm sorry. Maybe 3 or 4 people that went to my school were good people. But it's like every party I went to with film students were just so fucking annoying. What are you working on? I've just been writing this thing. I don't know when we're going to direct it. We're trying to get an actor to do it, but he's in Cuba. Oh, cool. When is it? Who else is involved? Me and a buddy of mine. We've been making a lot of stuff since 08, and I just think it would be good if we just continue this path of, like, collaboration. Oh, cool. What's it about? Well, it's still in the process of idea thinking, but it has to do with, like, I mean, obviously someone is going to be smoking a cigarette. Clearly, there's going to be a guy smoking a cigarette. That is for sure, okay? The colors, look, we're going to get a scene where it's straight yellow. We think that symbolizes, you know, like, the goodness of that character's heart. Who's playing that character? Well... Okay, well, it's nice to meet you. Yeah, you too. If you need my business card, follow me on Instagram. What? I said if you need my business card, follow me on Instagram. What was your name? Josh. Whoa, name Josh. Cool, Josh. Nice to meet you. You're fucking annoying. And then you go over, try to meet someone else. You're not even, like, that's another thing about parties. There's a small part of you. Not everybody, truly not everybody, but there is some people out there going to parties just trying to make connections. I don't know. Ugh. You go to a party. Ah, dear God. Yeah, we're going to talk about stuff we're going to talk about movie stuff in the movie industry that I don't like that just most people, according to my film school, do like. Pulp Fiction. I fell asleep twice. I'm probably not going to finish that movie. Yeah, I went to film school. Yeah, I like to brag about it. I could easily just say I went to college, but I went to film school. What are you going to do? I had money at the time, but I still haven't paid anything back. The point is, Pulp Fiction, fell asleep twice. Not going to touch that movie again. I'm just not. What else? Let's talk about some... I remember there was someone in my acting class who was praising... Baby Driver, the movie Baby Driver, and guess what? It was fine. This is what film students love to do. They love to give you a fact about a movie that most people already know. Or it's not even that. Even if the other person doesn't know the fact, a film student's like, "Hey, here's something I know that you don't." This makes me look like I'm in. This makes me look like I'm studying the movie industry because I'm very focused on the small detail. But did you know that in Baby Driver, the opening scene, the guy driving and doing all those tricks, that was actually him doing it. It wasn't a stunt double. Hey, Josh, who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? Ugh. What else is there good to talk about? What's another shitty movie? We'll do top five movies that are universally good, but I either don't want to watch them. Top five movies that everyone says that are good, but I don't think are good. Pulp Fiction. And if you say that is your favorite movie, then you definitely are trying to film something. And you're definitely trying to, you know, be a director, and you'll never get there. I'm sorry. Have your film taste be more original. Okay, Pulp Fiction. Not as good as everyone says. Jaws. Not as good as everyone says. I get why everyone says it's good for the time it is, but it's just, I don't know. Jaws, maybe. I don't know. Jaws is fine. What's another one? What is another one? If you hear the noise in the background, I have a heater on because it's cold, and cold is gay. We've been over this. What is another? I'm trying to think of a universal movie. Gosh, this is hard. Oh, well, this isn't necessarily a movie, but Ben Affleck as Batman is so fucking stupid. Ben Affleck as Batman is fucking stupid. There, I said it. Hated that choice. Stupid as fuck. I don't like Ben Affleck at all. I think anything he's in is stupid. I don't like him. I think he's dumb. Matt Damon is dumb. Just very generic people. Good Will Hunting. Like, I know Robin Williams is in it, but it's like, that was a mid-movie. That was just a mid-movie. I'm sorry. What is another one? Give me a second, guys. Give me a second. Dude, this is tougher than I thought. What, maybe like a scary movie that's not as scary as everyone says it is? Shit. Oh, this isn't a movie or TV show, but I mean, this isn't a Hollywood thing, but this is just a TV show opinion, hot take. The Office is not that funny. I'm sorry. If your favorite show is The Office, you lack creativity. You lack, you know, authenticity. You lack originality. I don't know, man. Just expand your horizon. The Office is not that good. I'm sorry. Neither is Parks and Recreation. Neither is fucking Superstore. Neither is... What's another one? What's that one where they go into heaven? Kristen Bell is in it. The Good Place. Neither is The Good Place. Trying to think. What is another... Good Times with Robert Pattinson. That one was just... Licorice Pizza. Hated it. Hated Licorice Pizza. Stupid. A buddy of mine, his favorite movie is The Lighthouse, and I kind of was like, wasn't paying attention watching that movie. And I want to rewatch it just to see why he likes it, but it's like, it's like an artsy movie. It's genuinely just about two people in a fucking lighthouse and they go crazy. But it's like, there's so many other better movies than that. Hocus Pocus, mid. Hocus Pocus 2. It made me cry. It actually made me cry, but it was, the first one is better, but still, the first one is just mid. So, what does that tell you? Any Disney movies that are just, like, not as good? Beauty and the Beast, maybe, is just not as good as I remember. I tried to rewatch it. Maybe I did. I don't know. Leave me alone. I do want to rewatch Mary Poppins, though, so I might do that soon. I want to rewatch a lot of movies. No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rewatch Lord of the Rings. That's what we're doing. We're rewatching Lord of the Rings, and then we're going to do a full episode on just the whole arc of that movie. I don't know if we'll do The Hobbit, because those ones were okay. I know Desolation of Smaug was amazing, but the first and the last one were just fine. But the Lord of the Rings movies, my God, I'm going to rewatch those. I'm going to rewatch the shit out of those. And I'm going to do the same with the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, but not as quickly. So we will dedicate, guys, I will dedicate an episode to the Lord of the Rings movies, okay? What was the other stuff I wanted to talk about? I guess we'll name one more thing that is stupid. And I don't mean gay stupid. I mean stupid. That has to do with like the film. That just has to do with like film industry shit. Trying to think. What is like a TV show that everybody likes? Breaking Bad. I've never seen it, so I'm not talking shit on it. But it's just like everyone loves that show. Everyone says that is the best show on television, which I don't know. Walking Dead. I'm just so glad Walking Dead ended better than Game of Thrones. And that is a hot take. Game of Thrones is not good. I tried to watch it. I got bored. Okay. And most comedians have a problem with that movie. Whereas you can show, in the right context of a TV show, you can show rape and incest and all of that stuff. But in the context of a joke, it's still offensive. I just don't get it. You can have it be played out in front of you that it's like that it's a rape scene, but it's acting, so it's okay. Okay? You can make a fucking offensive joke, but you can't be like, "Oh, I'm joking." Most audiences are annoying, you know. Most people that don't like, dude, most people truly, if you think that stand-up is not funny, bye. Bye. I tried to get into stand-up, but there's so many variations of stand-up. Yeah, most offensive comedians are just not funny, like objectively. Like, if according... Bye! That was me blowing into your butt. Creating... And your stomach is getting bigger because now you're turning into a bubble. I just think the comedian that made this joke is... Adios! I just think that if you make fun of Chinese people, it's just like it's not funny. Ching Chong! Everybody makes fun of everybody, okay? Let's do a joke. Let's do a little stereotype for all of the races. What do you say? Most likely to look like a Yago. What? Yago. Most people to look like a Lego. Chinese people, okay? Most people to slam your brakes and smash your window. White people. Most people to, have the best music. Black people. Most people, guys, we're just going to say something, a stereotype about every race so we get it out of the way. Most people who are ugly, fat people. Most people who talk more than most people, women. Most people who have the best food, Mexicans. It's most people who are always angry, German people. Most people who are literally fucking annoying when they talk, Canadians. Most people who think they're sexy, but they're not. Italians. Most people who are sexier than they think they are. British people. British people are pretty, just the way they talk. Same for Scottish people. My girlfriend is Scottish. I won. I fucking won, guys. Christmas is coming up. I guess we can talk about Christmas. The best Christmas gift, I don't know if it's the best, but I remember when I started collecting movies, and I do collect movies. So here's the thing. I do love movies, but I only like movies that I like. Don't just buy me a movie. Here's the thing. I am actually very picky when it comes to presents. Unless, if it is clothes or a movie, give me the right thing, okay? If it's anything else outside of that, awesome. Or if it's candy. I'm not going to eat always candy. Like if it's food... I'm picky with candy too. I'm not even a big sweet guy. I mean, I'm sweet like inside. Like I'll fucking open the door for you, but I'm also not that sweet. And I'm just doing it as a bit because that's what you want as a character. So the only way for me to be real in that moment, if I commit to a bit, I can't commit to dishonesty. Put that on a t-shirt and milk it. But one of the very first movies I remember getting on Christmas, and that this kind of began my collection, was iRobot with Will Smith. That movie slaps. And Ratatouille. What was another one? Master of Disguise was definitely up there. Alien versus Predator. Maybe I bought that one. Flushed Away, definitely. Wow. And then I got rid of it, so now I gotta buy it again. Fuck. What else is going on? But yeah. I'm going to spend this Christmas with the fam. Have no choice. I was held at gunpoint. It's going to be fine, though. It'll be fine. I think I like Halloween better. I'm just saying. Like, I like Christmas and stuff, but only if I don't need to go outside, which is most of the time. You got to live a life, you know? I just hate the snow. Hate the cold. Hate the snow. Hate the cold. And we'll be right back after these messages. No, it's just stupid. I just hate it. And what else? Christmas tree. I don't even like decorations. Guys, look, I'm a Grinch. I'm sorry. I am the Grinch who stole Christmas, stole the hearts of millions, and stole your cheekbones because I'm weird and I'm hungry because nothing else is in the fridge. God, but I am a fucking Grinch and I don't even give a shit. I don't. I want to stay home all day and do nothing at all. And even though I got other stuff to do, the cold is making me gay. It's making me gay, and that's not a problem. But it's just, can something be stupid and gay at the same time? Here's something that's stupid and gay. Ellen DeGeneres, Neil Patrick Harris, Neil deGrasse Tyson, all of them stupid and gay. Thomas Jefferson, name them. Some things are gay, which is fine, obviously. Some things are stupid. Some things are stupid and gay. And we're going to talk about those. The vaccine. Just kidding. I got the vaccine. I'm devil. Oh, what's something? We'll do one more thing that's stupid and gay. Pumpkins. Carving pumpkins. And guess what? I carved a pumpkin on Halloween. What's something stupid and gay? Oh, Christmas. Singing about Christmas is stupid and gay. I can kind of sing, not really. All right, but I guess we're going to end it there. It's the fucking weirdest shit episode, but aren't they all of them if you're having to go bowl over there? I also love the not talk. Look, guys, if you're a fan of someone who talks gibberish, stutters over himself, have to repeat himself, can't grammatically talk, and has a speech impaired, then subscribe over to my OnlyFans, okay? I do plenty of that. But also, if you like someone who's just like out of the box because you opened him and you're like, is there a receipt? I would like to return this item. I'm that item. But if you're a real fan, you would stay with me long time. Long time horny. Me so horny. Love you long time. So yeah, we're going to end it on a racist thing. Because that's fun to do, I guess. Guys, just remember, anything can be made fun of. Because anything on the planet is worth made fun of. Fucking, you hear that? One of my exes, not all of them, but I'm just thinking about one of the exes. Do you think about you? Everything can be made fun of, you stupid ex. I don't like the Y or the Z either. God. I heard this on a podcast. The podcaster is only funny for like a good 45 minutes every day. And I'm kind of like that. I'm kind of losing the energy. It's kind of going off. It's kind of getting all over the place. And we're hitting about 45 minutes around now. And my energy is kind of dying, okay? We're losing the energy. But you guys are sticking with me. So I am proud of you. I hope... We're going to end it on this. I hope you get what you want for Christmas. I hope you, whatever you want by the end of the year, I hope you get it. I hope next year it is very positive for a lot of people. It is just, everyone is just nice. Everyone is like understanding everyone else better, putting each other in each other's socks and shoes, even if the shoes are like built like those. What is those wooden shoes, you know, that can, it's like you're tap dancing, but you're not. It's like kaggles. Is that what they're called? Kankles? Kankle sores? You know, it's like wooden. It's like Danish almost. I hope the pilgrims finally make enough butter for them to not make this a joke anymore, because that's all pilgrims do. I hope the Amish buy a TV so they know what they're missing out on. And I hope you just get along with your stepdad. Because some people aren't lucky enough to have parents that are happily divorced. All right, that was a B minus joke to end on. C plus at best. Who gives a fuck? All right, have a genuinely have a good Merry Christmas. I will see you guys after the break. Happy holidays. And in case I don't see you, watch the Truman Show, so you can get the rest of that line. Okay. Peace out.